at Medicine Tao Cooley. Unfortunately, confusion has long clung to Custer's attack at Medicine Tao Cooley, due largely to statements by people who were not actually eyewitnesses to the action there. For instance, on the 10th anniversary of the Battle of the Little Bighorn, Hunk Papa War Chief Gall essentially said that the second Custer fight portion of the battle didn't begin until he got there, and flatly denied that Custer ever charged to the river at Medicine Tao Cooley. As important as Gall was to the Indian cause that day, he was wrong on this point, as the overwhelming eyewitness evidence demonstrates. In fact, Gall didn't know what happened at Medicine Tao Cooley because he wasn't there at the crucial moment when Custer led the 7th Cavalry's charge across the Little Bighorn. Almost no one was there, except some fleeing women and a handful of warriors, mostly Cheyennes, Bobtail Horse, White Shield, Roan Bear, Mad Wolf, and Calf. Oglala Sioux marksman White Cowbull was the lone Sioux present at the beginning. The only Hunk Papa observer was Mrs. Spotted Hornbull, who described Custer's charge down Medicine Tao Cooley, but did not see what happened at the river. None of the Hunk Papas saw what happened at Medicine Tao Cooley. Why? Because Reno's surprise attack hit the Hunk Papa portion of the village first, murdering women and children. The Hunk Papas were fiercely focused on the Reno fight. Crow King, Gall, Rain in the Face, and Hawk Man were among the Hunk Papa war chiefs who figured prominently in the early fighting, which halted Reno's advance and forced the first American retreat. When Custer led the charge at Medicine Tao Cooley, Gall was still miles away fighting the troops under Reno who had murdered his family. According to an 1883 account by Mrs. Spotted Hornbull, Gall didn't get into the Custer fight until after Custer's men had been driven back from the river. However, the 7th Cavalry's Four Crow Scouts were there at Medicine Tao Cooley at that crucial moment, and in a 1919 battlefield interview with General H.L. Scott, White Man Runs Him declared emphatically, "I know for sure that Custer went right to the riverbank. I saw him go that far. The Sioux were right across the river." White Cowbull was one of the Sioux who were right across the river at that moment, and he said the same thing. White Cowbull also said the American soldiers paused briefly at the river, just as Marcus Reno had done with his men before attacking the other end of the village, and White Shield and Peter Thompson agreed. White Shield described how, when Custer's men got pretty close to the river, they dismounted, and all the soldiers back as far as I could see stopped and dismounted also. Then, moments before the attack, Thompson saw Custer riding along the banks of the Little Bighorn, personally scouting for a better place to cross the river, a peculiar but well-documented habit of Custer's. Crow Scout Curley said the problem with crossing at the ford at Medicine Tao Cooley was it could only be done in columns of fours, meaning the American soldiers had to ride in relatively tight formation, which made them more vulnerable to enemy fire. A dead-on observation, as it turned out. Sioux warrior Horned Horse also said there was a problem with quicksand at the Medicine Tao Cooley ford.